Christ. Before the first Mass, we had a couple of the servers who were waiting in the sacristy here, and one of them was a younger boy, and I asked him a question. I said, why are we using old vestments today? So I asked him the question, he thought about it a little bit, caught him a little bit off guard. He wasn't expecting the question. I usually don't question the servers before we come home from Mass. But he said, well, because of the feast today. And I asked him, what feast are we celebrating today? And he was sharp. He said, we're celebrating the feast of Christ the King. And I asked him, but why? What's the purpose of the gold? What does the gold stand for, represent? That's where he'd come to a loss. But my dear friends in Christ, would you answer the question? Gold, especially the color that we use today because the feast of Christ the King is a great feast, a very important feast during the year. Why are we using gold vestments? Why is the tabernacle veil gold? Well, my dear friends in Christ, you bring gold to the King. Today is the feast of Christ the King. Consider when our Lord is born. The wise men came from the east, and what did they bring? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They brought gold because they knew that our Lord is King. And my dear friends in Christ, when we come to Mass here today, another question I'd like to ask is, do we bring our heart filled with gold of charity, of love of God, especially as we now assist at the Holy Sacrifice of Calvary? Or is our heart filled with black coal for the love of this world? How do we overcome the world? How do we cast off that coal or that love of the world, the spirit of the flesh? We should first and foremost pray for an increase in faith. One of the main reasons why we are so distracted from God throughout our daily life, one of the reasons why we don't recognize Christ as our King in all of our daily duties and work and everything that we go about doing, is because of our lack of faith. Each and every one of us, whether young or old, we can grow in the virtue of faith. We can grow and know our Lord better. Our Lord wants us to know Him better because He knows that the more that we grow in faith, the better that we know Him, the more we're going to love Him. Our Lord is called the King of Love. He wants to dwell in your heart. He wants to be the center of your love and affections. He doesn't want to share your love with the things of this world. Our Lord certainly wants us to love our neighbor in Him. We love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And that's why today we celebrate this great feast of Christ the King. Our King that we serve is not a tyrant. There is the kingdom of Satan in the world out there. We see how men are so deceived and they go about serving the kingdom of Satan. Satan hates his subjects. He hates all of those who serve him, whether those in this world or those by force of hell. He hates them. But that's not the case with our King. Our King loves us. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ loves us so much that He laid down His life for us on the cross. Consider how many sufferings that our Lord endured for love of us. He spent 30 years being obedient to St. Joseph and our Blessed Mother. He did not have to do that. Our Lord did not have to spend 30 years being obedient to His creatures, but He did so because He loves us. My dear friends in Christ, our lack of love in our heart is oftentimes due to a great part to our lack of faith. And today we should pray to our King for an increase in faith. Lord, that I may see. Lord, that I may see. Because the greater is our sight of God in our life, the greater our faith, the more we'll love our King, and the better we're going to serve Him in our daily life. For certainly we come to Mass and we fill our obligations, but how do you live during the week? Do people recognize by your actions that you are a subject of Christ? Do people recognize that you are a follower of Christ? Because a follower of Christ acts different than a follower of this world. A follower, a subject of Christ, acts different than a subject of Satan. We don't have to go very far to find examples of that in the world around us. It's so much the case today, and our Lord wants us to be His loving subjects. Our Lord wants us to love Him with all of our heart. And this feast here we celebrate today, it was instituted in 1925 by Pope Pius XI. Why did Pope Pius XI give us the feast of Christ the King to be celebrated on the last Sunday of October? Pope Pius XI understood how mankind, societies, were driving our Lord out. They were casting throwing off his sweet yoke. One example is what happened in Mexico. In the 1920s, the Mexican government turned on the Catholic Church. The Mexican government made it illegal to go to Mass. The priests were not able to offer public Masses. And then also, priests and bishops were kicked out of the country. The Catholic faithful were left in a really bad place, in a bad situation. About the year 1927 is when the Catholics rose up, and we hear about the Cristeros fighting back against the government at the time. We see that, you know, in that case in Mexico, the government had cast off, had driven away Christ from its people, from its country. And Pope Pius XI, he knew that this was taking place in more places, more countries than just Mexico. And that's why he said, we have to establish this feast of Christ the King. Christ is to be our King of our hearts, of our homes, of our country. And that's, you know, one aspect that he talked about was that I could write a letter, he said, I could give a talk on the importance of the feast of Christ the King. But he said, that's going to be forgotten. Most people aren't going to remember that. It's not going to have the effect of moving our hearts to love our King. He said that we're going to institute a feast that will be celebrated every year. So every year, for almost 100 years now, we've been celebrating the feast of Christ the King. So Catholic faithful, just like yourself, have been celebrating this great feast through the past 100 years almost. And that's why after Mass, we have benediction and the consecration of the human race to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, because we publicly acknowledge Christ to be our King. And then our Lord tells us, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. And let's remember that, my dear friends in Christ, because how oftentimes during the week when we forget about our King, we try to make our home, our life, our work, whatever it might be, we try to make that our kingdom. We try to find peace in the world around us. And we're not going to find peace in the world around us. Peace is not going to come from that good job, from that perfect education. God wants us to, yes, work hard. He wants us to get a good education, yes. But peace is not going to come from those things. Peace is going to come from your union with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Peace is going to come from keeping His laws, by doing your very best to grow in faith. As we grow in faith, we're going to love our King more, and we're going to serve Him better. And that's the main thing I wanted to drive home in your hearts today, is that each and every one of us, we can love our King more, and our Lord wants us to love Him more. And let's strive to do that. Those Catholics in Mexico during the 1920s, they had a saying. Their battle cry was, Viva Cristo Rey, long live Christ the King. Consider the case of Father Michael Crowe. Father Michael Crowe was a priest during the 1920s, and he would go about undercover having Mass for the Catholic laity. He would have different outfits and costumes, and there was actually a book written on him about the different struggles he had to undergo in order to bring the sacraments to the people at the time. Eventually, he was captured. The government was aware of what he was doing, and they did find him. And they wanted to make an example of him. The governor at the time was President Callas. President Callas wanted to make an example of Father Michael Crowe. So what he did was he had brought together a firing squad, and he had Father Crowe standing along a wall that was already bullet filled. And he not only it was the firing squad there, but a lot of news agencies as well. A lot of people taking pictures and shooting film. President Callas wanted to make an example of Father Michael Crowe. He wanted to say, look what happens when you don't listen. This is how you'll be punished, you Catholics, if you don't obey and follow what we're telling you to do. What does Father Michael Crowe do? He's kneeling down there before the wall. He has his arms outstretched in the form of a cross. And the last thing that he yells out is, Viva Cristo Rey, before the firing squad shoots. Father Michael Crowe loses his life. He's martyred. My dear friends in Christ, we should be inspired by the faith of the Catholics who have come before us. Like Father Michael Crowe, he laid down his life for Christ the King. After his death, far as I can recall, the funeral that took place, there was tens of thousands of Catholics who were in attendance. The effect that President Callas was going for in putting Father Crowe to death backfired. It didn't cause the Catholics to shrink or to draw back from defending their faith. It caused them to be more inspired, more motivated to defend the Catholic faith. And we, too, should do Does our life reflect that we are subjects of Christ? How do we live during the week? Yes, we fulfill our Sunday obligations and come to Mass. But would somebody in the world, a stranger, recognize you as a follower of Christ by how you act? My dear friends in Christ, how you act is a reflection of what's in your heart. If you carry the gold of charity in your heart, the love of our Lord, that's going to show forth in your external actions. And people are going to recognize you're a follower of Christ. Let us all pray for an increase in faith so that we may love our King more, that we may serve Him better, and that we may be happy with Him forever in heaven. My dear friends in Christ, viva Cristo Rey, long live Christ the King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.